Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hey, Power Achievers, welcome to Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell. We are in the month of November. Wow, we're pretty much in the countdown to the end of 2016. Whatever your goals are, do not stop. Do not give up. Keep going. Make it happen. Be excited about your life. Be excited about where you're going. And don't let anybody dissuade you or deter you or stop you or change your mind about your own success. With that being said, all month long during the month of November, we're going to talk about grace, giving, and gratitude. What is the big deal about all of these three energies and what it really means to implement these and use these? And we have a tendency to look for perfection in one another when we are not perfect ourselves. And so we're going to find out how grace can help us to make the necessary adjustments so that we can do life with power and get the life that we want. You're going to find out how giving can take you to the next level when it comes to achieving your goals. And of course, today we're going to start out with my favorite, gratitude. Actually, my favorite is giving, but gratitude is by far my favorite also. Okay. I got a lot of favorites. All right. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about seven ways gratitude brings massive achievement. If you've been working at achieving and making things happen, know this, that even though we're in the countdown for towards the end of this year, that you can do a Hail Mary or get a Hail Mary or make a miracle happen. Okay, I was going for football talk, but yeah, that's kind of not my thing. But anyway, back to the subject. So you can actually make a miracle happen, and gratitude is what will help you do that. So I'm going to give you seven ways that gratitude can bring achievement. And using these will certainly get you to where you want to be. Or at least it will get you close. Listen, we're going to be back on next week with our segments, and you're going to learn more about the irrefutable universal law, a millionaire's moment, and oh so much more. So you're going to learn a lot with those new segments when we bring them back on next week. But right now, let's go on with gratitude. Seven ways gratitude brings massive achievement. You know, having a thankful attitude in this day and time, it's almost like that's a commodity. It's like something that's very rare because of everything that goes on in our country, because people are going back and forth with the election, and there's a lot of strife that's taking place in the election. So we forget to use our gratitude so that we can make the best decisions for our life, so that we can strengthen our minds and strengthen our spirit and really have more solid emotions. And even our physical self can improve when you understand how to use gratitude or what gratitude can do for you. Now, today's show, as I said, is seven ways gratitude brings massive achievement. And this is just one of the many shows that we're going to share with you throughout the month of November that will hopefully spark your, let's say, your gratitude gene or the gratitude within you. A lot of times you may have heard people suggest that you say what you're grateful for or keep a gratitude journal and anything that has to do with being grateful. But it's more important to know what it's going to do for you and why are you doing this. Sometimes people say, well, just do it. Don't ask why. That's absolutely ridiculous for you to not understand what's going on and why something is happening in your life or what it will bring into your life. That's kind of like taking medicine and you're not knowing what it's going to do for you, the side effects or what this medicine is for. So I think it's important that we understand about grace, giving, and gratitude. So with that being said, let's jump right into our first strategy. A thankful attitude can actually improve your sleeping. So there's the physical part. Here's the thing. When you don't get enough sleep, you're pretty grouchy, right? I don't know about you, but I'm grouchy. But also, it makes it very difficult for me to think, for me to create, for me to really work the way I know that I can work or accomplish the things that I want to accomplish throughout that day because my mind is so not focused because I didn't get enough sleep. When you have that thankful gratitude or attitude of gratitude, then you're calm. And when you can calm down, now you can go to sleep. You feel better about your life. You feel better about getting that good night's sleep so that you can get up in the morning and be excited about what the next day is going to bring. So the first strategy or way that I have for you is having that thankful attitude can improve your sleep. The second strategy is when you're grateful, you will raise your self-esteem. Your self-esteem automatically goes up. I mean, give it a shot. Write down three things that you're grateful for, and then think about those three things and what they mean to you and to the lives of other people. And how you feel as you start to write them down, or as you meditate on those three reasons for being grateful, you are going to all of a sudden feel so much better about your life. And when you feel better about your life, that means you feel better about you. That is a sign that self-esteem is going up or being replenished or it is intact. So the second idea is self-esteem, that having an attitude of gratitude can actually improve your self-esteem. The third one is that when you have this attitude of gratitude and you're grateful for life, it can reduce pain. Now, the kind of pain that I'm talking about is two types. It can reduce physical pain because you're grateful that you're here. Because your mind is not necessarily on the pain. You're grateful for life. You're grateful that you're able to get up. You're grateful that you're able to move. You're grateful for whatever it is you're grateful for. And even though you might be in pain, it's not going to be as physically painful. The other kind of pain that I'm talking about is emotional pain. When something happens to you, or someone breaks up with you, or someone leaves you, or someone disappoints you, or someone betrays you, a friend that you trusted, then what happens is you feel less emotional pain because guess what? You're feeling good about the fact that you can be grateful for where you are today. Grateful for the fact that you're able to forgive them. Grateful for the fact that you're able to press on without them. Grateful for the fact that you're doing life with power. And if someone dumps you for whatever reason, then guess what? Grateful for the fact that someone new is about to come into your life that's going to inspire you, that you can connect with, and you guys are going to have a great time growing in that relationship. So when you can be grateful and understand about gratitude and do the opposite, which is to complain about everything that's wrong, then guess what? And you go to the grateful side, guess what? Things are going to get better because your energy shifts. And see, people think that because you're grateful for something, that means that you're weak or that you are ignoring the fact that someone betrayed you or that something is not right in your life. But that's not what that means at all. So being grateful can reduce your pain. When you can be grateful in the midst of whatever's going on in your life that's unpleasant, what you're saying is that I'm in charge of my life, I'm in control of my destiny, and hey, I am so grateful that I have got the power to shift my life into overdrive and go for the highest and best. So it can reduce pain. Here's another one. It can alleviate anxiety. Sometimes people get very anxious about situations, and when we can shift our minds to the positive side of that situation, we can calm down. We cannot be so anxious about the outcome because gratitude shows you that no matter what's going on in your life, that there is another way, there's a better way, and that even if that particular incident doesn't work out in your favor, that you're not at the end of the rope. You're not at the end of opportunities. You're not at the end of good things happening. You're not at the end. You are opening the door to more. So gratitude, it lets you know how much abundance is really available in your life. And nowadays when we hear abundance, we think about money, and that's okay. But it's not just about money. Abundance is about having the right relationships, the right love, the right ideas, the right feelings, the right everything, the right confidence when it comes to the goals and dreams that you have, because you know that you can carry these goals out. And you know that even if you don't know everything it takes to get to where it is you want to be, gratitude makes it such that you're grateful that you even have the idea. And as a result, ideas flow and opportunities will come knocking at your door. Okay, I should say ideas flow and opportunities come knocking at your door. Okay, I couldn't resist you guys. I had to say that. So anyway, the point that I'm making here is that it does alleviate you being so anxious about situations, so worried about everything. So when you can replace anxiety with gratitude, you actually are shifting your life to a whole nother level. And you are able to see things in a different way. The fifth idea that I have is that gratitude can help you to get that massive achievement going. Why? Because it gives you that get up and go that you need to go for your dreams. In other words, it really helps you alleviate depression. Sometimes when we have a big failure in our life, people become depressed about their life and where they are and what's going on with them in their life. So they're not happy. And they find reasons to kind of stay in that pity party pool. And as a result of staying in that pity party pool, it turns to depression. And they start to convince themselves that this is their life, that they're not going to have more, do more, be more, that this is where it all begins and ends for them. And that is depressing when we think that there's no more. Gratitude, once again, it opens your mind to the abundance that exists for you. Gratitude inspires you in a way that allows you to get up and get going. Gratitude inspires you in a manner such that you will step out to be your highest and best, that you, no matter what you've been through, that you know that it's time to grant yourself a do-over. It's time to let yourself off the hook and say, hey, I'm back in the game and I'm grateful to be up and at 'em. Okay, because there is, I don't care who the person is. That's why the political arena can be a little bit annoying. Okay, it's a lot annoying. I was trying to be polite, but it's not working. It's annoying because they send a message that the person that you're going to elect has to be like the most perfect person ever, and none of them are perfect. As a matter of fact, they're kind of the least perfect. Why? Because if you can open your mouth and spew garbage from one person to another and at one person and another, that says a lot about what's going on in your mind. So the point that I'm making here is not about the politicians, but the point that I'm making, you guys know I have to throw that in every now and then, but the point that I'm making to you is that don't allow any failure or any disappointment or another, something that another human being didn't do that they promised you to cause you to be so depressed to the point where you forget to be grateful. And if you are depressed, then you know what? Start writing down what you're grateful about. Start saying it out loud and then say it as loudly as you can. If you've got to get in your car and go for a drive and say it where no one can hear you while you're driving, you know what? Watch how great you're going to feel. But get up and get out. So being grateful can help you alleviate depression. And you know, the thing about that is when you can alleviate depression, when you can alleviate anxiety, reduce pain, raise your self-esteem, get more sleep, you're going to increase your overall satisfaction within your life. And you're going to be excited about your life. You're going to have something to look forward to. So gratitude is really a big deal. It's nothing to sneeze at. All right, you can sneeze at it, but be grateful anyway. The other thing is that, you know, focusing on what you're grateful for, that kind of requires you to, for that point in time, kind of have sort of a meditative focus. In other words, you're going to put your attention on the thing that you're grateful for and take your attention off of the things that would make you complain, the things that you're ungrateful for, everything that's wrong, what isn't, what you'd like to be right, what you'd like to happen that perhaps isn't happening. You're going to take your attention off of all of that. And you're going to have this meditative focus that will enhance your creativity, which is number six. Number six is it can enhance your creativity. Why? Because now when you focus on what you're grateful for, you're your energy completely changes. And now you're thinking about your life in terms of, what can I deliver? What do I have to offer to this world? What is stopping me from stepping out and going for my highest and best and being the best that I can possibly be? So it takes you away from putting yourself down, and it causes you to open your mind to really do what it takes to kind of step into the life that already exists within you. You see, when we're looking at everything that's wrong, we go to the side of being unsatisfied. And so when we're dissatisfied with life, when we're dissatisfied with where we are, then that says that there's something in us that's trying to get out. But now, if you look at it from a standpoint of gratitude and say, you know what, I'm grateful that even in your dissatisfaction, I'm grateful that I have this feeling of dissatisfaction, because I now know that there's something more that's trying to come out. There's something that's trying to be born for me to birth onto this earth, something for me to deliver to this world that I'm in, that is connected to my talents, that is connected to my most amazing gifts, all the great gifts that God has given me. So this is really the power of gratitude and why it is so powerful. So it kind of puts you in that meditative focus, and it's that will enhance your creativity. Listen, when we can enhance our creativity, here's what happens. We start to automatically find solutions, the best solutions for our lives. Instead of whining and complaining about what isn't and everything that's wrong, listen, here's the thing about everything that's wrong or everything that isn't. It's still going to be wrong, and it's still going to stay the way it is as long as people are focused on that. But when they can shift their focus to something that's better, then now all of a sudden their creativity kicks in. When they can start to say, you know what, but here's what I'm grateful for. Their creativity kicks in such that you can solve some of the issues of life or some of the challenges that are going on in our country and in our world that people aren't exactly happy with. Think about that. If you stay focused on the negative, if you stay focused on everything that's wrong, if you let the news kind of run your life to that point where all you talk about is negative, 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 and what isn't, isn't it amazing that we keep getting more of the same thing? Well, you cannot get more of the same thing if you shift your energy to something different. And that's what gratitude can do. And that's how gratitude can bring you to the point where you have that massive achievement going on. So wherever you are in your goals at this point in your life, then and in this year, I'm going to suggest that you look for what you're grateful for. If you don't sit and whine about what isn't, and don't talk about the fact that, oh, I didn't get it done. And even if you do mention that you didn't get it done, that's fine. Mention it, but you know what? Say, but I'm grateful that the year's not over. So find reasons to be grateful so that you can shift your thinking and get back on track so that you can finish strong. The thing about it is, how many people really do take the time to write down what they're grateful for? And I know that there are some speakers out there that tell you to keep a gratitude journal, and they're absolutely right. There are speakers that tell you, okay, spend 10 days being grateful, because they're hoping that it's going to shift your energy. But here's the thing, your energy is not going to shift if you don't know why you're talking about what you have to be grateful for. You need to know what it's doing in your life. Like I said, the medicine, if you take medicine, you need to know why you're taking the medicine and what it's going to do. What is it going to fix? Which medicine doesn't really fix anything, but that's a whole nother story. But it does kind of make you feel better until your body can heal itself. So my point that I'm making here, though, is at least you know that whatever it is medicine that you're taking, you know that you're taking this medicine so that it can alleviate your symptoms, so that your body can calm down enough to heal itself, so that it can shift your mind, so that you can feel better, so that you can focus on something good. So this is why it's important to understand what gratitude can do for you. You know, just keeping a gratitude journal and not knowing what it's doing and what the big deal is, you know what? It makes you not stay the course. Think about it. I've met a lot of people say, well, you know, I couldn't get through the 10 days, or I couldn't get through the 7 days of being grateful. And the reason why is because they didn't understand the power behind doing that. The minute they understood the power behind what they were doing, and when I explained to them, here's why you keep a gratitude journal. Here's what being grateful can do for you. Here's what focusing on what you're grateful for can do for you. Then all of a sudden, they found a reason to follow through on their 10 days. So this is why we're talking about this on Designing Your Life Today, because I want everybody to understand how powerful they really are and what all of these energies can do for their lives and bring into their lives. And all you have to do is give it, you know, just implement it. See, you don't have to believe me. You can. These are things as human beings you can actually implement, and you can watch the change happen all on its own. So I'm going to suggest that you take the time to write down things that you're grateful for, and use these. Remember these 7 ways that gratitude can bring massive achievement into your life. Now, you know, keeping a gratitude journal and writing about your positive experiences, one of the things that it can do is it can actually amplify your happiness. And number 7 is your optimism. And optimism is really important. You know, you guys know periodically I give you a biblical scripture. And of course, in Joshua, the Bible, the book of Joshua in the Bible, you know, God tells them, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." And throughout that chapter, you'll see that phrase, "be strong and courageous," several times. And the thing about that, it's hard to be strong and courageous if you're not optimistic. And if you're not optimistic, then you're not a grateful person. People who complain and see the negative in everything, they're not optimistic people. Without optimism, optimism is a very powerful energy that drives you forward and pushes you towards your highest and best and helps you to, if you don't cross the finish line because of when you started, you can certainly improve on where you are. Because optimism, like gratitude, it really stimulates your creativity. So optimism and gratitude, they're like first cousins. Okay, so gratitude, when you keep a gratitude journal and you write about positive experiences, you start to amplify your happiness and your optimism. So these are the 7 ways to achieve that gratitude will bring massive achievement into your life. The first one, and I'll give them to you again as we wrap up for today, is that an attitude of gratitude, it can improve your sleep, it raises your self-esteem, it can reduce your pain, both physical and emotional, it alleviates anxiety, and it alleviates depression. It helps you get up and get going and get off that couch or get out of the bed and just get a new outlook on life, and which will increase your overall satisfaction with your life. And it also enhances your creativity. And of course, number 7 is that it amplifies your optimism. So this is why gratitude is so powerful. It is very hard for you to even connect to love in the truest sense of the word when it comes to loving someone without being grateful. I've never met a person who loved, truly loved, that wasn't also grateful. I meet people that complain about life and complain about everything that's wrong, and they whine about things, and they go to the negative side of life. And I also find that when it comes to their relationships, their friendships, their intimate relationships, that there's always some kind of challenge going on. These are things that, you know, I had to learn over the years in my life, that it is important to make that loving connection with people. It is important to, and in order to do that, I have to understand where gratitude comes into play in my life. In order to make sure that I stay the course with that, because when I was younger, I got to tell you, I could find things wrong with anything. Now, I can still do that today, but guess what? I've decided to do something very different. I now look to find things that I'm grateful for, regardless of what the situation looks like. I look to find, where's the gratitude in all of this, the grateful feeling, the optimistic side of life, to the point where some of my friends tell me I see life through rose-colored glasses and that I don't live in the real world, which is a ridiculous statement. I'm a live human being. I'm in the real world. I just don't see the world the way they do. So what I'm saying is that if you can adopt an attitude of gratitude and stick with that, you're going to find that it's going to help you achieve at a much higher level than you are achieving. It doesn't matter where you are today. If you have not adopted an attitude of gratitude, adopt it. I'm going to suggest that you give it a shot until, let's say, the end of this year. And let us know what happened. I mean, you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. We're right there. Or you can go to pat-designingyourlifetoday. And you can kind of post what it did for your life. It will increase your sales. It will increase your income. It will improve your relationships. It will improve your physical body. It will improve your life. You are going to be a happier person. You're going to be more excited. And you are going to find that all of the things that are going wrong in our world, you're going to start to find some things that are right in our world. Imagine this. If 1 million people, then 2 million, and the numbers continue, could find 10 right things with the world that we live in. It's easy to find wrong things. I hear people say this sometimes. Oh, you know, the world is so bad. Oh, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. Well, first of all, we can't all fit in a handbasket. I know, but anyway, I couldn't resist. I know it's not literal, but I couldn't resist. My point that I'm making here is that if we find a way to be grateful, we can shift the energy in our world and everything would be so much better. And people would recognize how powerful they really are. And before you know it, they will start to achieve in every arena that connects with their talents. Okay, so they'll have massive achievement and they'll be doing life with power like they never, ever imagined. And so with that being said, you guys, I want to encourage you to start writing down what you're grateful for. Start speaking what you're grateful for. And if you find yourself complaining or whining or anything, then counteract, look for the opposite side of that and find something that matches where you can express your gratitude. So I'm going to say that's the power action for the week. I know, that we are kind of going towards the end of the week and it is Thursday, and you guys know that I was in DC, so I took a couple of days off once I got back. It's funny, you know, I kind of go on vacation or go out of town, and some it's business a lot of times, but I have to come back and get rest. But the point I'm making here is that this is your power action goal for the week, the rest of the week, and let's just carry it over on into next week and let's see what kind of results you get for your life. I'm always amazed how people just kind of shoot things down and they say, well, that will never work. Well, how will you know? I would say go into it, do it with the mindset of it working and see what happens. What do you have to lose? Because if you're not getting the life that you want, you're not living the life that you want today, then you have nothing to lose. I say go for it. Anyway, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday. And as I said, starting next week, we're going to be back with our segments. And we're just going to take things up a whole nother notch. You are going to learn a lot about giving, about gratitude, and about grace. And it is going to help you not only just do life with power, but do life with power in your relationships, when it comes to your income, when it comes to your health. You are going to just be like a superhero. Anyway, you guys, enjoy this Thriving Thursday and do life with power. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show, you can post it on your Facebook page, you can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today, and also you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect, let's make something great happen, and you know what to do. Do life with power.